This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and I'm your host. Today, my special guest is Mr. Stefan Koltmanschap.
Yes, very good. Thank you, Cal.
6 years.
You nailed it.
6 years it took me to get that right. Or as we will refer to him for the rest of the podcast, Scoop.
Yes.
Because that's how everybody knows him on Twitter and in the PHP community. Scoop, you've been on Elephant before, I believe.
I think we tried several times.
And maybe didn't get a recording.
Something went wrong with the recording, the Skype.
I remember that. We tried like twice and failed both times.
Yes.
So this is the first time you'll be actually on Voices of the Elephant. Okay, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start off. You are, of course, you're a leader in the PHP community, but you're also a leader in the Symfony community.
Yes.
And one of the things you're doing right now is you've got a legacy application that you're refactoring and using Symfony?
Yes, exactly.
Talk to us about that.
So basically, this is a huge application built over about 9 years. It's basically 9 years of, you know, new ideas and stuff coming into that code base. So there's a lot of legacy. So the initial idea was to completely rebuild it based on Symfony 2 full stack, but obviously with an application that's been living for 9 years, that's so much, you cannot do that at once. Mm. That will just halt your whole company for 2 years, and then you release something big bang that you don't even know for sure works the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So then we decided to start refactoring it bit by bit, introducing Symfony components into it. All of the new code that we're writing is built on top of Symfony 2 components and on top of the whole PSR naming standard so that it's all future compatible.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're trying to dig out all of the small parts out of this huge clump of spaghetti code. Refactoring it, putting in service layers in between, so that bit by bit we can start refactoring some of the old code into new reusable code, which is up to today's standards, which gives us some very interesting challenges, obviously. But so far, it's working out really well. I'm really liking this whole approach of not using Symfony 2 full stack, which is what I'm used to usually with a lot of projects,
mm-hmm.
but instead doing bit by bit, like solving a huge puzzle piece by piece.
What's the one thing that you've learned in this entire process?
I've learned a lot of stuff, but one really important part is that it is actually possible to take a huge legacy code base and refactor it. Which, when I first looked at the code, I was like, oh my god, this is horrible. We're never going to be able to refactor this. We need to do it from the start. And this is a very important lesson. Once you start really, really digging into a legacy code base, you will find places where you can actually start making a small cut and start refactoring it, putting in a layer that will abstract every piece of the application, and then use regular refactoring to start doing bit by bit the whole application.
Very cool.
Or maybe not even the whole application. Maybe some parts are actually pretty good and they can be reused,
mm-hmm.
Which will save a lot of effort, time, money.
The refactoring projects I've done, that's what I've found. I've found that I've got several huge problem spot.
Yes.
But I've got a lot of code that I can use that. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
So. It's not the best code, mm-hmm. but as long as it's still working and working well and not as bad as the other stuff, mm-hmm. It might be good enough to keep on for a while. And maybe in 2 years' time you will still refactor it, but that's up to the business owners at that point and not for right now.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that insight. Hey, you just hosted a conference, but it was not the normal kind of conference.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So it was called WeCamp, mm-hmm. And basically what we're saying is it's not a conference because we don't have any talks. We came together on an island. We just rented out the whole private island.
Literally an island?
Literally an island.
Okay.
People actually had to take the boat to get there.
Wow.
We rented out a private island, basically, that had all like huge tents on it where people could sleep. Mm-hmm. It was sort of camping, but not really. It was they call it glamping. It's like camping, but slightly better. So we had real beds. We had real showers and toilets and stuff like that. So it wasn't all like camping, but the idea was still the same. We were in tents split up between all the people there, and the idea was basically to do a full project in a week.
Hmm.
From the inception, starting of the project, to presenting your end product at the end of the week.
Wow.
So the idea was we can teach people some technical stuff, and actually people learned a lot of technical stuff, but it was also about getting them out of their comfort zone. Not just about technology, it was also about working together with people that you didn't even know, or doing all kinds of other stuff, like thinking of what product are you going to build, what is the minimum viable product, or even I learned a very nice term, the minimum lovable product, which is different from the minimum viable product, because you don't want the customers to be able to use the application. You want the customer to be able to love the application, and then they'll stick with you.
Very true.
That's a lesson I learned at WeCamp. And then throughout the planning stages of a project, and then actually working on it, developing something, doing the technology choices, obviously, is very important. Up to the point where at the end you actually have to present your application, show people what you've done, and so it's about any skill you might need in a whole project, not just about technology.
Excellent.
And feedback has been really, really awesome. People
well, I,
have
I
learned
saw
a
the
lot.
Tweets.
Yes.
Now, did each person or each group work on a separate project, or did you all combine and find one project and say, we're going to do this?
No, we split up all the people there into groups of four people.
Mm-hmm.
They were assigned a coach. So we had Jeremy Coates, we had Stefan Hoogdorfer, we had Mike van Riel, and we had Frank van der Brink. They were the coaches, they were coaching the teams. And each team would decide on what project they would work on. So they would work on their own project.
Mm-hmm.
And then every day we would have a huge stand-up where one person of each project would tell people what they had been working on, what they were going to work on today. And
nice.
Just like a normal stand-up, but then so that every team would learn from each other about what they were doing,
mm-hmm.
Which worked out really well.
And you did all this in tents?
Intense, yes. Well, actually also outside, because the weather was quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
We had some rain the first day, but after that the sun started shining. So we initially started in the tents, but there were groups of people working in the grass with their laptops or
very cool.
Stuff like that. People were just taking a break by lying down in a hammock and chilling for a while. We had a sailboat that people could take a sailing trip for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. It was really, really nice.
That's cool. Well, I mean, you've been very busy because you run your own company and you helped start WeCamp and get
yes.
that going. But you're not satisfied with that. You're actually starting yet another PHP user group.
Yes.
PHP Friesland?
Yes, that's correct.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
So Friesland is a province in the north of the Netherlands,
okay.
Which right now, there's a lot of companies working with PHP. There's a lot of PHP developers there. but there's no user group there. The idea of PHP Friesland is to try and get those people together, and well, you know, get them sharing the information like we're used to with all the other user groups. Especially what I've noticed, especially in the north and in the south, people don't really organize themselves. And now we just had our first meetup last week, and people are really interested. They're really happy that someone is stepping up and actually organizing something. But it's quite far for me, so I'm not going
to. You live down
yes,
in the Utrecht area.
I live in the Utrecht area, yeah. So I'm not gonna keep on doing this for a long time. I'm just bootstrapping the user group basically, and then hopefully handing it over to someone who wants to keep on doing it.
Okay.
Which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and user groups, running user groups are a lot of fun, especially
yes.
if you got a good group.
Yes, exactly.
I'm involved in the Nashville PHP user group. They allow me to be involved in that. I don't know why, but it is great fun. But I've got three other managers that work with me, that I work with, that we just have fun doing it.
Yes.
And when it stops being fun, somebody will drop out and we'll bring somebody else in, and
exactly.
it's fun for them. So.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant. Ask you the same two questions we ask everybody. What's your local user group, and what's the URL?
So, local user group for me is PHP Amersfoort, which is phpamersfoort.nl.
Okay. And with that, I will say thank you for being with us, and thank you for all that you do for the PHP community, because you do ever so much for us. So thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.